Hey everyone, welcome to season two of the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. I am so excited that you have joined us today. We are switching things up a little bit, and if you will notice, this is not the pre-recorded intro that we've done for the whole first season. We have gotten some great feedback from people, and we are so just honored and blessed by those who are listening. Just in the last 2 days, I have received some really encouraging comments from people about the podcast. And so I'm like, one of my friends texted me and she said, "Hey, I just got this other message from a friend that says, have you heard about the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast?" And I said, "Yay, we have two listeners." And so it's been really exciting and encouraging. And then this morning I popped onto Facebook to check my messages, and there was a question on one of the forums of Facebook where someone asked the question, "What are your favorite podcasts?" And Schoolhouse Rocked was listed as one of their favorite ones. And so that was really encouraging. And I don't say that because I need, to be puffed up or anything. It's just encouraging to know that someone's actually listening, and that people are being encouraged by the podcast. And I will say, just as with Schoolhouse Rocked, the movie, we are not doing this by our own ability, but just by the grace of God. And so we are so excited to have you here joining us. I hope that we can encourage and equip you in your journey to homeschool. And for those who are listening to the podcast, I want to let you know that we also are doing, we have what's called the Backstage Pass membership site. Some of you are familiar, many of you are members of it. And what that is Schoolhouse Rocked, of course, is the documentary that my husband and I have been working on for the past 2 years. Well, as we've interviewed several people for the movie, we have so much great content, and we cannot possibly get all of that content in the movie. So we're taking all of those full interviews and all of the footage that we've recorded and putting it on the Backstage Pass membership site. So you will have access to actually getting the full interview. So you can watch Heidi St. John's full entire interview instead of just maybe the, 10 minutes or 15 minutes that will make it into the movie. The same with, Andrew Poudois and Andrew Kern and Sarah McKenzie. I mean, so many great cast members that we have. You can watch those full interviews through the Backstage Pass membership site. And that's one of the ways that you can help support Schoolhouse Rocked, is by becoming a Backstage Pass member. And so you get something in return. We get support for the movie, so we can keep on moving with production, which is going really well. And I know it will be a great blessing to you. So on the Backstage Pass membership site, we will have a full hour of this interview that we're doing right now. The podcast will be the first 30 minutes of it. And then there will be a bonus 30 minutes at the end that we will stick around and answer some questions and just continue our discussion. So today I'm super excited about our guest. Her name is Leslie Nunnery. I know many of you are familiar with her. I'm going to let her introduce herself, and I think you're really going to enjoy this podcast. So welcome, Leslie.
Thank you so much, Yvette. I am, like you said, I'm Leslie Nunnery. Several years ago, the Lord called my husband David and I to start Teach Them Diligently events, which we now have 7 this year across the country. And we're able to minister to literally thousands and thousands of Christian homeschool families through the year, both through media and our events, with the express purpose of strengthening families through biblical home education. And that's just the passion that God has given our family. And we're so grateful for the opportunity to pursue it. And I'm really, really grateful for the opportunity to talk to you today. So thank you for having me.
Yes, of course. Of course. I want to start by talking about your homeschool journey, how you started homeschooling, and what has led you to the point where you're at right now.
Well, I, like so many, had no inclination to homeschool. I am the mother of 4. My oldest right now is in college. He's a freshman in college, although this semester he's taking the semester off to travel on a ministry team, which is something we may be able to squeeze in later, because that's a really cool story. But years and years ago, when he was in third grade, my children that were in school at the time were just in a terrific Christian school. We had teachers that loved them. They were being taught God's word. Really, I was able to be in their classroom as like a homeroom mom and stuff like that. I was living the dream. I was doing everything that I always wanted to do. And yet God really started impressing on my heart that our time with our children was very, very short, and that I needed to really take advantage of those moments. And so he started impressing on my heart that we should homeschool. And although it sounds so terrible, I honestly argued with the Lord for a while, just not sure I was hearing him right. Didn't know if, you know, this was really, because we had such a good situation. So before I even said a word to David about it, the Lord and I had quite a few conversations as I was trying to change his mind. But as he made it more and more clear that this truly was his call for us, I, you know, got my nerve all worked up to approach David, sure that he was going to think I was nuts. But honestly, when I approached him, the conversation went incredibly well. Mm. The Lord, as it would happen, was already impressing the same kind of things on him, that wow, our time was short and that we needed to be more involved, actively discipling our children moment by moment, every day, every day. And so we decided to pray about it together. That took, you know, no time at all, because the Lord was so clearly at work and the decision was made to homeschool. So then we started dreading talking to the kids about it, because sure that they were going to hate the thing, hate the whole idea.
And what grades were they in at this point?
Camden, my oldest, was in third grade.
Okay.
And then I had a first grader and a kindergartner. Okay. And a little one.
Okay.
So that's when all these conversations are taking place, and they were very outgoing kids, very social kids. Mm-hmm. And so when we took the idea to them over Christmas break, you know, we're going to give this big lead up and, you know, all these things. Well, the kids wanted to start after Christmas. They were ready to go. They thought it was the greatest idea ever. I, however, was not ready to go. I wanted to do my research, feel like I knew what I was doing. So we ended up finishing that second semester at school. And I brought them home the following semester, which was the start of fourth grade for my oldest.
Okay.
And we've homeschooled happily ever since. The Lord has opened so many doors and given just that step of obedience, which mm-hmm. seemed so small at the time. Well, it seemed really big at the time, but, you know, it didn't seem like it would be something that would impact every single area of our lives.
Yeah.
And yet that one step of obedience truly has been monumental in the doors that God has opened for our family since then.
That's so awesome. So I have to ask you, because you mentioned that they wanted to start, they were ready, you know, to start yes. in that new year, and you wanted to take that time to prepare. And I'm sure I know the answer to this question, not because you and I have talked about this, but because I've talked to so many different homeschool moms. You spent that time preparing, and then mm-hmm. I'm assuming you started that next year completely prepared with all of your curriculum in place and your whole schedule set up. Tell me about that.
So impressed.
You just sure.
honestly, I had a plan for every moment uh-huh. of every day.
Yep.
Life was totally going to go my way.
Right.
They had been at a Christian school that actually produces homeschool curriculum. They were, mm-hmm. we live in Greenville, South Carolina, so they were at Bob Jones Academy.
Okay.
So I just got the box of BJU Press curriculum. Mm-hmm. There was no change. It was going to be ideal.
Right.
You know, the desks, the flags, the pledges, everything. I was up in school, right into my living room.
Yes.
And about, you know, 3 minutes in, we're off schedule and everything is a little chaotic. It was a little longer than that because you have a honeymoon period. But I learned very quickly mm. that my plans did not necessarily coincide with God's. And, yeah. you know, one of the things that I really try to impress on, especially new homeschoolers, is we get so wrapped up in the beauty of our organization and the structure of our days mm-hmm. that we forget that if we're truly going after hearts, if discipleship is truly our motivation, that there are going to be a ton of detours along the way. And ultimately, if it comes down to me finishing math or dealing with a heart problem, mm-hmm. I'm going to veer off for that heart issue every single time and yeah. come back to math at a later time. That doesn't fit on a calendar.
No.
And so, so yes, the beauty of my perfectly organized day. I mean, I was the one that wrote out the entire year's lesson plans in the book before we started. Yes. I can't recommend doing that.
Oh no, no, please don't do that, people. Oh, that's so fun. My first several years, for some reason, it took me forever to catch on to this, but I just had that mentality of this is how school was done when I was a kid.
Right.
And you know, you started first period at 7 o'clock or 7:30 or whatever. And then, you know, you went 45 minutes and then you would have a little break and then you would start your next subject and then you'd have a little break and then, Yeah. And so, of course, it only made sense to me in my mind that that's how homeschooling was, because it was school. Absolutely. At home. And I love checklists. They make me happy. I'm one of those people who, even if I've already done something, I will put it on my checklist so that I can check it off, because
I totally do that too. It's success.
It's just so thrilling to be able to put that check mark. And I love Microsoft Excel, and I love that I can, you know, color code everything, and I can make this beautiful spreadsheet. And I remember I had it up on my refrigerator. My beautiful schedule, and a friend came over. She was like, "Wow, that is amazing." I was like, "I know, it's pretty, isn't it? I don't do anything with it, but it looks really good." And, you know, I mean, there has to be some kind of structure. Well, there doesn't always have to be some kind of structure. It's helpful to have some kind of structure.
Absolutely.
And it really does depend on your personality, because I won't say, you know, no one ever should have any kind of structure in their homeschooling whatsoever, because there are some who, for their personality and their family, they need that. And there are kids who definitely need structure. Absolutely. I mean, they have to.
Yeah, I think actually all kids need some form of structure, sure. A rhythm to the day. And that's really kind of how I ended up, is there's a rhythm to our day. I don't plan every moment,
right.
But the kids know this block of time, the expectation is we're doing X and Y and Z and so on. Mm-hmm. And we go through our day. But there has to be an expectation. You have to have a goal for your day. Your right. kids have to be moving forward. And we need to be homeschooling with excellence. And if we remove any boundaries altogether, right. it's going to be really hard to do that, to homeschool with excellence if, you know, we're not charting our course at all. So there's definitely a balance to be found there.
Yes, there is. And I feel like so many moms feel like failures. You know, it's one of the biggest reasons why people stop homeschooling, is because they feel like they're failing, because they don't have that perfectly structured day. And you know, if they go a week without meeting their schedule, they're like, I can't do this. Right. I am a total failure at this homeschooling thing. And what it comes down to really is that it's life schooling. You know, when you're, like you said, when you're training the hearts of your children, you know, if you're teaching your kids how to clean the toilet, if you are out grocery shopping with them or going to the doctor's office, there are always opportunities for your kids to learn. Right. I'm one of those moms that, you know, if I have to fill out an attendance report, my kids are present in school every day, even if they're not sitting down with a math book, because every day they're learning something. And so it is a balance. Every family is, you know, one family is different than the family next door. Everyone is different. Every parent, every child. And so it's the blessing and freedom of being able to homeschool. I love it so much. And I don't say I love it because it's always easy, but man, we serve such a faithful God who fills in all of the gaps.
Amen.
And you know, we don't have to worry about having the perfect schedule. So anyway, but that's not actually what we are talking about today. I want to talk about what you guys do, about this amazing ministry that the Lord has put on your and David's hearts, and just the amazing things that you are doing through the ministry of these conventions. Tell us a little bit about your convention, where you are. Give us the 411 on that.
Okay. So like I alluded to before, several years ago, it was actually, strangely enough, and only, I say strangely because only God would think to do this, at the end of our very first year of homeschooling, God called us to start events for homeschooling families. And it's absurd because we knew nothing. Mm-hmm. We had done everything wrong up to that point. I didn't know any of the players because I had just used one box curriculum. Mm-hmm. I didn't know anything, nothing. And neither did David. He probably knew less than me because of that whole semester of researching that I did.
Right.
but we knew nothing. And I think that God really, I think the timing of God calling us to do that was because there's no way we could ever say we conceived this or, you know, any of our plans have succeeded. When we got involved and started kind of veering things our way, they failed miserably. Mm-hmm. But God has truly done a great thing here. And the first year that we had an event, we just literally put out there that we wanted to celebrate discipleship and homeschool families, because we believe that foundationally, if you're a Christian, mm-hmm. that needs to be your big why. That's the overarching reason mm-hmm. that we do this, is discipleship. And we figured if that's our overarching reason, that should resonate with some others. We were shocked to find out that year, God brought in over 1,500 families from 34 different states and 4 different countries outside of the U.S. So there is this massive influx of people into this small South Carolina town, a really tight, kind of dingy venue. It was not a beautiful event, but God was at work. Mm-hmm. And at the end of that event, the group of friends that worked with us to put that together, we all sat down and just kind of went around the table. Do we even want to do this again? It was only supposed to be a one-time thing, celebrating mm-hmm. discipleship. And unanimously, we believed that God was working and it was bigger than what we had imagined. And so we moved forward. David's done the math. I think it's like 18 or 20 events since then.
Okay.
This coming year, we'll have 7. We have, I'll just tell you where they are real quick, but then I want to give you the heart of why we do them.
Okay.
We'll be in Rogers, Arkansas, Nashville, Tennessee, Waco, Texas, Gwinnett County, Georgia, which is right outside there in the Atlanta area. We'll be in Denver, Colorado for the first time. We will be in Columbus, Ohio, and we'll be in Mobile, Alabama. So we have a number of different cities that are actually all pretty easily accessible. But the reason that we produce these events is they provide a phenomenal opportunity for Christian families to come together, fellowship. There's nothing like not going upstream for mm-hmm. a little while to actually be with your own people.
Yeah.
So the rest that you get by that sweet, sweet fellowship is hard to bottle. You can't mm-hmm. really explain it. But in addition to just fellowshipping with thousands of other like-minded Christians right there, you're also having classes on, sure, the nuts and bolts of homeschooling, because that's important to do our job excellently.
Mm-hmm.
But because we know that homeschooling affects every single area of our lives, you will find all kinds of content on marriage and how to get a stronger, more godly marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Parenting, what does the Bible say about it? How do we practically implement it? How do we disciple our children? Organization, housekeeping, all of these things that are really thrown into flux because we are following God's call to homeschool.
Mm-hmm.
We want to help you strengthen up all of those relationships in all of those areas of your life so that you can leave empowered and excited to pursue God's call even more passionately. So that in a nutshell is what Teach Them Diligently events are all about. We've been really shocked at the doors that God has opened for more media. And just as we talk to people on site, it became clear that we needed to provide these resources to help strengthen families through biblical homeschooling all year long. And so God has opened incredible doors through our blog and through our 365 membership community, which is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. I really would love to talk about that more.
Yeah, of course.
But through books and other things that God has just opened the doors for, and we stand in awe of all that He is doing. It's our prayer every day that God will use these events in this media to truly spark a revival in our land, mm-hmm. beginning with Christian homeschool families and reaching churches and communities all over the country through them. So that's our big, big goal and big prayer through all of this.
Oh, I love it so much. Let's take a quick break to hear from one of our sponsors, and then we'll come right back and we're going to continue this conversation.
Perfect.
Schoolhouse Rocked is so grateful to be sponsored by the Homeschool Legal Defense Association, known to most as HSLDA. Did you know that HSLDA can make homeschooling easier for you? Well, they can. From preschool advice to interactive online courses to high school diplomas and everything in between, HSLDA offers encouraging support, practical resources, and personalized answers. Learn about all the benefits for your family at hslda.org/join today. That's hslda.org/join today. We are back. We are talking to Leslie Nunnery about Teach Them Diligently and this great ministry that they have to homeschool families. So you shared in a nutshell kind of what Teach Them Diligently is. Can you talk some more about the specifics of the convention? If people go, what is it going to look like? Because there are a whole lot of people who have never been to a homeschool convention. They hear about them, And there, it can be a little bit intimidating, I think, for those who have never been. Give us kind of a day in the life of a Teach Them Diligently homeschool convention.
Okay. Well, first of all, I want to preface it by saying that another part of the irony of what God has called us to do, in addition to calling us when we knew absolutely nothing, is the fact that He called me as someone who is so introverted that I would never go to one of these on my own. Mm-hmm. I didn't think I needed them, because that many people, that much chaos, there was a time in my life when it just scared me to death. Mm-hmm. But through attending, through producing these, through seeing the changes in lives, I recognize not only is it a good thing, but it is a needful thing. Mm-hmm. And it is a needful thing for all personality types. So, God has taken an introvert and made me a host of thousands and thousands and thousands of families every weekend in the spring, it seems like. And it is a joy and it is a great privilege to be able to meet and talk to thousands of families. So I say that to say, I know there are a lot of you that the whole thought of coming to an event like this is intimidating. And I understand that very, very well. But you will find that there will be such joy in coming, and we build in breaks, we build in all kinds of things to let you catch your breath. But I just want to encourage you to come, even if you think it's too intimidating. Here's what you can expect if you do. On Thursday afternoon, all of our events run Thursday through Saturday. So on Thursday afternoon, we kind of start off with a rolling start, a little bit of a slow start. We have a leadership summit that is designed to equip and encourage homeschool leaders. So if you are a leader of a co-op, a leader of a church group, even a loosely joined church group, a field trip group, anything like that, if you're in leadership in your homeschool community, we would love to encourage you and equip you to do your job better, but also just kind of give you some attention and a time just to focus and network with other leaders. That's how we start our day, along with some other very targeted content, like some getting started sessions, some special needs sessions, some things that we can start off with to kind of set the heart for the entire weekend for some smaller groups. So all of that happens before our official kickoff, which is Thursday evening, generally around 5 or 6 o'clock is when we'll have our opening keynote. This year we have phenomenal keynote speakers coming. Ray Comfort with Living Waters is coming. Heidi St. John will be keynoting some. Woo-hoo. Kirk Cameron is coming to Denver. We have Bodhi Bakum coming to Waco. Ken Ham is coming to Georgia. So we have a lot of really great speakers that will be kicking off our events and just really kind of casting a vision for what you can expect the rest of the weekend. After that official kickoff, then everything gets going. We have a teen program that is this year built on building character, and it's a time of great fun for your teens because we do a lot of relationship building and stuff in there with the team that's producing it. But it's also a time of great growth, and they'll be talking about, just as 1 Timothy 4:12 tells us to be an example of the believer in word and deed and conduct, all of these things, they're going to be really breaking that down and looking at how that looks in their life, what character really means. And so through the weekend, the teens will be doing that. We actually have a couple of different children's programs offering that will run Friday and Saturday, so that while the adults are in sessions, we have programs for their children if the parents want to enroll them. Those are completely optional. You are welcome to bring your children to the sessions, and a lot of people do. But we just want to provide an event that works for your family, so you will be as comfortable as possible. So we have the children's program that is run kind of like a VBS. So they will have various stations. They'll do games. They'll do lesson time. They'll do small group time. It's a great time that the children generally do not want to leave. Yeah. we get testimonies all year long.
Oh yeah.
And it's just a joy. It's a joy. We have a group of college kids that have worked with us for years and the impact that those young people are making on the lives of children and their families is astonishing. Mm-hmm. And it is, again, just seeing another generation coming up behind us serving and loving on people is another just joy of this ministry is getting to disciple other people to disciple.
Yeah.
So all of those programs that we have going on, and there's more you can find out about on our website. For adults, though, we have sessions just about every hour. They are 50-minute sessions. You can choose which session you want to go to.
That's the hardest part, is choosing.
It is, but we sell recordings.
Yeah.
So if you come in and the Lord just really impresses on your heart that this whatever session is where you need to be, you can go to that. But there are also 10 or 11 other sessions going simultaneously. You can divide and conquer with your spouse, or you can go together. There's a lot of different ways to enjoy Teach Them Diligently. But I do assure you that every single hour you're going to be, honestly, I think you'll be amazed at mm-hmm. how much good information you get, how encouraging and revitalizing it is for you. And just prepare to take a lot of notes. Think of this as continuing education mm-hmm. for you as a homeschool teacher, because, you know, if we were teaching in a school, we would be constantly improving our skills. And this is just a way to improve not our academic teaching skills, but our mom skills, our wife skills, our organizational skills, and so much more. So it's just a great time. And then we have a vendor hall, an exhibit hall full of resources and curriculum and fun stuff and toys and videos and mm-hmm. every kind of thing you can think of. There's just so much to explore and enjoy. It's hard to even break it down in a tiny little segment.
Oh, it's so great. I've told you this story, and we actually, a few weeks ago, we had Rebecca Kosis from Chia of California on mm-hmm. the podcast talking about state organizations, but we touched just briefly on conventions. And for us, we went to a homeschool convention the summer before we started homeschooling, and it was a game changer for us. Mm-hmm. We had no idea what we were getting ourselves into, and we went, and it was really scary, and it was really overwhelming. And it was such a blessing. Mm-hmm. And I love so much what you guys are doing. And I love the convention part of it, all of the great speakers that you have. You're very intentional about the speakers that you bring on.
Right.
I know that you don't just bring anyone on, you know, if you want to talk about homeschooling, just come on in and we'll bring you in. And not that everyone has, that those people might have something negative to say about it or mislead people, but you are very particular about having speakers who are speaking the truth of God's mm-hmm. word and really directing the hearts of parents towards truth, not towards, well, whatever's right for you, you know, go with that.
Right.
And so we have a few minutes left, and in the last couple minutes, talk about Teach Them Diligently. Talk about why you have called it Teach Them Diligently, what the purpose of that is, and then how you equip parents to do that.
Okay. That's a question that almost makes me cry. I'll just be honest. The emotion that just came over me when you asked that is kind of surprising. God gave us very clear instructions in His Word about what parents are supposed to do. And mm-hmm. with those instructions came an expected outcome. And it's so hopeful in a time when you see children leaving the church in droves that mm-hmm. God has given us a prescription to turn that around and really teach them diligently is it. We are supposed to be passing on our faith, our way of life, our hope, our Savior, our love for God and for others so naturally to those that God has entrusted us with, those little lives. And we are to do it as we walk, as we talk, as we sit in around our table, as we're in the car, as we're doing laundry, as we're grocery mm-hmm. shopping. You know, there are discipleship opportunities. There are opportunities to teach them diligently, to pass on our faith every moment of every day in the life of a parent. And our mission, our goal is to get parents to, first of all, stand in awe of that. Mm-hmm. The privilege of being called mom, of being called dad, is something that should absolutely take our breath away. Mm-hmm. God entrusted lives with us, souls in our homes. That's amazing. We want to make you stand in awe of what God has allowed you to do instead of look at it like the world does, as you're a zookeeper or, mm-hmm. you know, if we can just live through this stage. No, this is a privilege. This is a joy. And then we want to equip mom and dad to disciple better, because you know, none of us can teach what we don't have. Mm-hmm. And one of the real driving things for us, for David and I, is we heard a preacher mention years and years ago, you teach what you know, but you reproduce who you are. Mm-hmm. And that guides everything that we do is, you know, I can't reproduce what I don't have, mm-hmm. and neither can you. And so it is our mission through the events, through our media, through our blog, through our books, through everything, to try to equip parents to be on higher ground, to have a walk with God that is farther along, mm-hmm. so that they can then bring their children naturally behind them and take those opportunities to disciple and shepherd those young hearts so that we are producing children that love God and others with all their heart, soul, mm-hmm. mind, and strength.
I love it so much. You and I have talked before, and I've said this on the podcast many times, homeschooling is not the gospel.
Amen.
It is not what saves our kids, but there is so much opportunity that would be lost without the ability to shepherd them day in and day out. It doesn't mean that you can't do that if you're not homeschooling. We know many parents who are godly parents who love their kids and whose kids are in school all day. And they're still shepherding their kids and they're still training them in the ways of the Lord. And they're excellent parents. I never want it to come across as that, you know, homeschool parents are better. But there is so much opportunity that we have during the day to just talk with our kids about the things of the Lord. And it's just, it's amazing. I cannot imagine losing that. And you know, you had talked about your kids were in a really good private school. I grew up in a really good Christian school. I am so grateful for the teachers that I had who came alongside of me. But there were things that I struggled with as a child, of course, and through my teen years that I wish that someone had really noticed in me and just taken the time to say, you know, I've really noticed this. But when those teachers have, you know, multiple kids, you know, hundreds of kids a day that are coming through their classrooms, they can't take the time with each student, no matter how much they love them. They cannot take the time. And then when kids come home from school, it's the rush to get homework done and then showers done and dinner and get in bed so you can get up the next day and do it all over again. And there are still, you know, lots of kids who are coming out of schools who are lovers of Jesus, but it is such homeschooling is such a beautiful opportunity that we have to be able to disciple our kids.
Right. And, you know, ultimately God didn't give teachers or mm-hmm. youth pastors or pastors or anybody else the directive to teach our children diligently. He gave that to parents. So whether you are taking the great opportunities that homeschooling affords you to do that or not, mm-hmm. you still need to be very intentional mm-hmm. in making sure as a parent that you are teaching them diligently, no matter what.
Yeah, that's right. We've had some great interviews. We just did one with Brian Osborne that came out, and he talks about, you know, fathers shepherding their children. We actually have a video on the Backstage Pass membership site with a guy named Caleb Schrader, and there's one with him by himself and then one with him and his wife, and they're actually good friends of ours. We've known them since before they were married, and they have six kids, and they're just an amazing, godly family, and he talks about how fathers and mothers, but he really gives that directive to fathers shepherding their children. Yes. And Scott LaPierre is also on the podcast. He talks about that. Israel Wayne talks about that. Mm-hmm. Davis Carmen talks. I mean, we have such a plethora of godly men who have come on and who talk through the movie too about just the importance of shepherding our children. But part of that is dads giving moms the ability to do that. You know, if dad is at work all day long, he gets to hand those reins over to mom during the day and say, I'm going to provide you with the way to be able to stay home and shepherd our children. And what a blessing it is. I'm so grateful for the freedom that we have to be able to homeschool, because it hasn't always been free.
And that's true.
So anyway, well, we are out of time for the podcast. I am grateful for those who have listened. If you missed the first part of this, we are going to continue on with Leslie for another 30 minutes on video, and that's going to be on the Backstage Pass membership site. So you can go there and check that out if you're a member. For those of you who are listening through iTunes or any of those other apps, I would love it if you would leave a review for us. I am terrible about asking for this, but are so encouraged by the reviews and the comments and the messages that we get from people who hear the podcast. So if you would take just a few minutes, go over to iTunes, leave a review, and then tell your friends about the podcast. That is so encouraging as well. And tell them about it, send them links to the podcast, and help us get the word out about it. That would be awesome. The other thing is, if you have questions for the podcast that you would like to have answered, or if you have specific guests that you would like to have on, we actually have a list of questions that we're working through, and we have a list of guests that you have asked for that we're working through, and people scheduled to be on the podcast. We have a really exciting lineup for the next several months of the podcast. But if you have people who haven't been on yet and you're not sure if we have them on our list, please send us an email to podcast@schoolhouserocked.com. Or you can message us on Facebook. That's an easy way to get in touch with us. We see those messages. We do our best to answer them. And just let us know how we can serve you. How can we encourage you through the podcast and through Schoolhouse Rocks? So thanks again for listening. Have a great day, everyone. And we will see you next time.